This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it's 5:42. That's Dionne Warwick, of course, with Walk On By. You're listening to the evening edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're joined now by Sean Tanis of the news desk for Keep In View. It's an interesting one today. The UK is planning to introduce what they call a world-leading plastic packaging tax from April of next year. However, several campaigners are actually calling for the government not to include disposable diapers in their list of items. Sean, what's this about?
So actually, last week, the UK government announced a crackdown on single-use plastic plates, cutlery and cups. So with plans, the plan is to completely ban it. And this has, of course, sparked concern that disposable diapers will be the next to be targeted, right? Not with a ban, because that will be really, you know, super crazy, but with a tax. So for now, the UK government has denied that, these rumors of a new tax. But this hasn't really given much assurance to the people, because campaigners have begun calling for a national voucher scheme to basically encourage parents to embrace reusable diapers. Embrace reusable diapers. And a recent report by the UN Environment Programme showed that single-use diapers were one of the biggest contributors to plastic waste globally. And the Nappy Alliance, there's a group in the UK, they are saying that a tax was not the solution to tackle this, because the country already faces a big issue with child poverty. So having a tax would only make things worse, they're saying. And they also added that the government should focus on improving access to reusable diapers instead of making parents pay more for disposable ones. That being said, the disposable diaper sector is a huge industry, with sales expected to exceed £71 billion. That's about 406 billion ringgit next year. So it's unclear how much the government will commit to moving away from the idea of taxing them, considering how much money they are making also. But also they have to face this Nappy Alliance, who are opposing them. In Malaysia, they will be called Pakatan Lampin. We don't have one, actually.
More's the pity, I say. Now, I have read, though, that there's a growing market for nappies made from alternative materials like cotton and bamboo, so that they, basically they're not single use. But I guess one of the biggest hurdles to this, particularly in encouraging people to start using them, is the higher price point.
Yeah, so according to The Guardian, a single reusable diaper costs about £16, about 92 ringgit, while a supermarket home brand disposable one can sell for as little as 2 ringgit each. So in the long run, if you look at it, it is estimated that parents can actually save at least 1,700 ringgit by using reusable ones. So they're also saying that the reason is you can pass this on to other children in the family. So it would be worth having a kind of, voucher system or subsidy system. And there are already a number of local incentive schemes operating around the UK. For example, the Real Nappies for London organization. This is another one. They work for about 15 local authorities and reusable diaper brands. So what they do is they have a lot of programs to reduce disposable diapers waste in the capital. So in Camden, for example, parents can apply for a voucher to buy reusable diapers, and also for laundry services involving these diapers. So it would be a matter of consolidating these kinds of programs under one national policy. When I had my niece many years ago for the first time. So I was sort of I had my first experience with buying diapers. I had to go to the shop and buy diapers. And then we actually had this conversation. Oh my God, this is a lot of waste. Like, we are using a lot of plastics and we don't even account them. It's accepted when you use for babies, right? And for, and I don't know whether it's because of we were poor or that time the diapers invention wasn't a big thing. Like during my time, we used to use like the cloth, which looks like cheesecloth these days. right? What do you call them? I don't even know what do you call it. It's just like, you know.
It's cloth diapers.
You know,
yeah.
It's cloth
yeah.
Diapers,
yeah, the muslin right? cloth diapers.
I remember learning how to fold them for my yeah. siblings when I was a kid.
And the, and yeah, it's there's an art to it, like how often you change and all that. And then now we have all these diapers, and so I don't know like how we transition so fast into this, and we don't really like think about it how much we use these diapers. And the idea of reusable diapers, I didn't even know we have reusable diapers actually.
So I mean, I'm aware that we have reusable diapers, but I think that the issue that a lot of people come up against is perhaps it used to be more common that a parent would stay home with a child,
yes.
Whereas now, of course, in a lot of instances, both parents are working.
Exactly.
And then I think that's why you need more convenience, which is where the disposable diapers come into the picture. But yeah, I mean, it's an interesting one, particularly if there are incentives to actually get people back into it. If it's not too personal a question, I guess our question for this is really, you know, have you considered using reusable diapers? You know, if you've had kids, if you've cared for kids, for example, was this what you used? Let us know. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you very much for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.